Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with University of Pennsylvania women's soccer standout Emily Sands, having an outstanding junior season, and the Quakers are rolling. And first of all, Emily, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk team first. You guys had a kind of rough 2017 season. It's been a complete script reversal here. I think 10-1-1 as we're talking. What's different from last year to this year?
Honestly, not that much personnel-wise is different. We only lost four seniors, and I think we had a really good spring going into this year. That got everyone really excited for summer, and everyone trained really hard this summer. And we came into the fall just with a really good team chemistry and culture, and everyone's just been working really hard, and I think that has been translating onto our field play and has made us really successful. Everyone's just bought into this season, and we're all really excited to go forward.
Is there a moment, a game, even a practice, where you kind of felt like, all right, we've got something here. We're better, and we're going to be a force?
I think we had a preseason, like a pre-preseason fitness test that we were running together to see how we would do on the normal fitness test. And it was before the coaches even got there. Like, we were just doing it together, and everyone did exceptional. And I think the returners were kind of like, I think there's like something here. Then we had like a pickup game after, and we all kind of like were looking at each other like we're just like clicking really well. Even the new players were gelling with the team really well. And I think through preseason, we all really recognized that we could do something really special, especially because the team off the field was getting along so well. And there was such chemistry between all the players.
Six goals for you, all six game-winning goals, four the only goals in 1-0 games. That is phenomenal. But talking to you a little bit beforehand, you're obviously more focused on the team. But, you know, do you ever take a step back and go, wow, that's really something? Because I saw a number. I don't know what the number is. But you had, like, more game-winning goals than, like, 150 teams have wins this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you have to take a step back when you're getting all these awards and kind of realize that, like, that's not really what we're focusing on this season. It's more focusing on winning and, like, trying to go as far as we can and winning the Ivy League and getting into the NCAA tournament. So, really, it's not that, like, it's really cool that this is happening, but it's really just great that I'm contributing to the team and getting us wins where they need me most.
But I also think something like that doesn't happen by accident. In close games, is there something inside you from a competitor standpoint that, you know, I have the ability, let's make something happen. I can make a play here to help the team.
I think it's just me giving my all to the team, like, whenever I can and, like, in every moment that I can. There are certain moments where I'm like, I make a decision and, like, I'm going to win this ball. Like, I'm going to get to that spot where I know my teammate is going to play me the ball. So that helps. Like, I'm in the right spots because I, like, make a conscious decision to get there and to, like, beat this one player and stuff like that. And, like, being in the right spots is really what's helped a lot, I think.
At what point, because something like this always becomes a thing because it's so unusual. Mm-hmm. When did it start to become a thing? When was the first time you became cognizant of, wow, I guess all my goals are game winners? That's something.
I think when it got to, I think it was four game winners right before the Columbia game, I kind of, like, recognized that it was, like, they were all game winners. And then the Columbia game, and then 2 days later, the Lehigh game, I got the game winners in both of those. So that was when it was, like, kind of, like, a thing. And that's when I got, like, Ivy League Player of the Week that same day. And it kind of all, like, came together. And that's when I kind of realized it. But then again, like, it's still a team thing, so we want to bring focus back to the team always. Like, that's always the team's, like, big, like, mantra is, like, team first, and, like, one player is not bigger than the team. So even though, like, it was kind of all accumulating right in, like, a 3-day span, it was like I had to take a step back and, like, focus on what's really important.
What's the response from the team, though? Because there's got to be a recognition in the room that you've come up big in some big spots.
I mean, I think after the Lehigh game, when I scored with like 52 seconds left in overtime, that was kind of like, everyone was just kind of joking. It's like, of course, like, she came up with this goal. Like, of course she scored again. And it just kind of like, the team's like, kind of makes a joke out of it to like make light of it. So everyone is like involved, kind of.
And making this even more interesting is a position change for you this year. You were talking attacking mid, now forward. Was that something end of last year that was talked about? Is that something that the coaching staff put on you when this season started? How did it come about?
It really came about this season. We got a transfer, Brooklyn Woodard from South Carolina, who plays attacking mid. And we, pretty early on in preseason, you could tell that me and her had chemistry together. But she wanted, like, we had another person, a senior, our senior captain was playing the other attacking mid spot. So she wanted to try and get us on the field at the same time. It just so happened, like, one game she pushed me up to center forward and Brooke came on and we, like, combined really well together. And then she just tried it again the next game and, like, it kept working. I won a PK and scored. And it just, it was working. So we kept doing it. We kept doing it in practice. So it just kind of, like, happened that way that I was put in the center forward role, because we really don't have a true center forward on the team. We have a lot of like really fast outside wide players, but we, no one, except with the exception of Mia Shank, we don't really have a true center forward.
Have you noticed as the season has gone on, and obviously teams watch film and stuff like that, have you noticed a difference in ways you're attacked defensively as far as more attention, stuff like that?
I'm not sure. I think I really recognized the Columbia game. I had, whenever I'd like step to the ball, I had two players on me immediately. But that just like frees up another person to get the ball in behind and or get the ball in a different spot. So I think it just helped the team in a different way than previously.
And to still have success with a little extra attention being paid to you, I'm sure that feels pretty good as well.
Yeah, it feels pretty good. But, you know, it's all about just getting wins and helping the team.
Why you Penn when you're looking at colleges?
I think it's just there's no better mixture of academics and athletics. I was looking at some pretty good soccer schools, pretty good academic schools, but nothing came close to the two. There was like, I was down to some schools that were like really good soccer and didn't really have the academics, and were really good academics but didn't have the high level soccer, and Penn was just like the perfect mix. And also I really like I love the campus. And I was recruited by the other coaches, and then they left, and I still, like, was in love with the whole program. We have a mentor program that's exceptional, like, alumni helping current players, like, network. And I think everything that it stands for, the values, RAP, which is work ethic, respect, accountability, attitude, and professionalism, which is our team values, I just really love, and everything about the program just really fit with what I wanted.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.